Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today, we're diving into a topic that's been causing a lot of headaches for AI artists everywhere. Absolutely. We're talking about the seven prompt engineering mistakes that could be killing your AI art. I mean, this is such a hot topic right now, and I can't wait to get into it. Right? So here's the thing. Did you know that a big chunk of images generated by AI are basically doomed before you even hit enter? A lot of casual users get super frustrated when they end up with results that look more like cartoons than the masterpieces they envisioned. Oh wow, that's actually really interesting. What do you think is causing that, Alex? Well, one of the major culprits is vague descriptors. According to insights from the Prompt Engineering Handbook by Google, using vague terms like fantasy warrior can really hurt your output. Casual users make up about 40% of the community, and many of them spend hours trying to get it right, only to walk away disappointed. So basically, it's like giving the AI a riddle instead of a clear instruction. Exactly. Generative. AI tools need specifics. If you give it vague directions, it's just going to guess, and guess what? Most of the time, it guesses wrong. About 41% of new users actually quit using these tools because of these types of errors. Wow, that's a huge number. So what's the secret sauce to making better prompts then? One big change is using specific details. For example, instead of saying good lighting, try golden hour backlighting. This kind of specificity can dramatically improve your results. That makes total sense. It's like when you're taking a photo, you want to set everything up just right to get that perfect shot. Exactly. And moving past vague descriptions, there's another important concept, constraints. The handbook emphasizes that you need to tell the AI not just what to do, but also what not to do. Missing out on this can lead to 64.5% of AI art failures. That's wild. How do constraints actually help? Well, it's about locking down the details. Professionals often have to redo around 30% of their work because the AI can lose nuance in complex scenes. But when you add strict constraints, success rates can jump to over 91%. So it's like putting up guardrails to keep the AI focused, right? Exactly. But even with those good constraints, you might find yourself stuck in a loop of iterations, what we call iteration fatigue. It's surprising, but 56.3% of AI art users often iterate their prompts 5 to 10 times per image. Oh no, that sounds exhausting. How much time do they waste on that? On average, they spend about 47 minutes per final output. That's a massive amount of time. The handbook suggests treating your prompts as a dialogue. Instead of rewriting everything, just tweak the specific variables that need changing. So kind of like having a conversation where you only change a few words instead of starting over every time? Exactly. And let's talk about context overload for a moment. A major concept in the handbook is managing your context window. More words don't always equal better art. In fact, it can confuse the AI and lead to dropping important details. That's counterintuitive. I would think that more context would help, right? But well-crafted, concise prompts can improve relevance by 4.7 times. On the flip side, poorly constructed prompts can lead to an 82.4% rejection rate among professional users. Wow, I never would have guessed that. So what's the takeaway here? Keep it clean and simple. The AI responds better to observable details rather than abstract concepts. It's not interested in the character's childhood trauma, just the lighting and colors. Haha, good to know. And what about the future of AI prompting? Are we just going to stick with text? Not at all. The handbook is increasingly focusing on multimodal AI prompting, where you can combine text and images. This can boost art fidelity by nearly 4 times. So you're saying using both text and images can significantly improve the results? Absolutely. In fact, using image prompts alongside text can achieve consistency rates of over 91%. It's a game changer, especially for video generation, where visual references are critical. That's fascinating. So, what frameworks should creators be using for their prompts? A reliable system is essential. The most successful creators I know rely heavily on frameworks like the 4 C's structure: creativity, context, constraints, and clarity. I love that. Can you give an example? Sure, an Etsy seller named Sarah. Klein increased her sales significantly by adopting the 4Cs structure. By being specific about her product details and locking down constraints, she boosted her engagement fourfold by turning her sales from $11,300 to $47,200 in just 3 months. That's incredible. What about the legal side of things? Great question. Many professionals worry about copyright issues with AI-generated art. Interestingly, only 14.2% of pure AI-generated art qualifies for copyright protection. However, if you heavily modify it, that eligibility jumps to 92.1%. So, the takeaway is to always put your own spin on. AI-generated art, right? Exactly. The U.S. Copyright Office guidelines emphasize that human modification is what makes it yours. This has been super informative, Alex. So, if I'm understanding correctly, the biggest mistakes in prompt engineering are using vague descriptors, failing to set boundaries, and overloading the AI with irrelevant context. Spot on. Fixing these basic errors can dramatically reduce your failure rate. Thanks for breaking that down. Of course. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.